ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You having any of it?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
When I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. Well, folks, we're talking Mayweather-Medina 2, September 13th. Why? Yeah, I was the only guy that called the fight even after 12 rounds, but that doesn't make me clamor for a rematch. I mean, come on. I'm going to need Boxing Viagra to watch that pay-per-view. September 13th. HBO, I take that back, Showtime pay-per-view from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Medina, 34-4, of course. The unbeaten Mayweather, 46-0, 26 KOs. He keeps fighting guys like this, B-rated fighters. He'll retire 50-0 easily. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. UFC Fight Night tonight on Fox Sports 1. We'll talk about that at about 35 minutes past the hour. So we'll split this hour between boxing and mixed martial arts. Open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're rocking Ring Talk on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. Nobody can get through. When he asks you, do you love him? Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him.
For a new way to play fantasy sports, join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too.
Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8-count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Do you mind if we dance with your dates?
Why, no, not at all. Go right ahead.
Definitely Saturday night somewhere. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Mighty Tower of Power, Rick Stevens on the lead, 1972, Down to the Nightclub, off the Bump City album. Of course, Tower of Power on tour, coming to Northern California for two dates next week with Journey, the Steve Miller Band, and of course, Mighty Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. This segment, Manny Pacquiao. He's going to fight Chris Algieri. Algieri's a relatively unknown until late. He's like 20-0, I think, with 8 KOs. Not a big puncher, but he's going to sacrifice a lot of money in that because, you know, Manny Pacquiao needs a name opponent. I mean, Manny doesn't draw all by himself anymore. He doesn't do the 1 million buys, guaranteed 1 million pay-per-view buys all by himself anymore. Of course, he's been exposed. He's been knocked out by Juan Manny Marquez. Not knocked out, put to sleep. I mean, snoring. I mean, they must... Referee could have counted to like 400. Manny wasn't coming to. But, you know, Manny Pacquiao's stock has declined as he's grown older. I mean, the guy's getting, he's like 35 years old now. I mean, how far do you want to push a flyweight, a junior flyweight? He started off at 107 pounds. When you have fighters starting off that light in weight and that young and boxing this long, I mean, the residual effects, I'm not talking about being punch drunk or anything like that, but the residual effects on the body itself, the fact that you can't, you just can't, it's not like a car, it's like a car motor to an extent, okay? It starts up fine, then you tune it up. There comes to a point in time where you've got to either rebuild the motor or scrap it. Well, you can't rebuild a body. I mean, you can't do the $6 million man thing, okay? So you have to scrap it. You have to retire, okay? Manny Pacquiao, to me, looks like an aging Filipino bus driver. But he's going to take on Chris Algieri. More power to him. HBO's going to do this. Going to do it on pay-per-view. I guess they'll get maybe 500,000 homes, something like that. But that's enough. If you do a 500,000 homes at like $50,000 at $50, that's like $25 million. Holy cow. And then the HBO gets half and the promoter gets half and then Manny gets 10% and Bob Arum gets 90%. Just kidding. But Manny Pacquiao, not the greatest businessman in the world. But he's taking on Chris Algieri. I guess there were other fights he could have went after. I mean, obviously Mayweather had locked up his date with September 13th with Marcos Medina. Simply because of the fact that he beat Marcos Medina once, and I thought, not so. I thought it was a draw, but it wasn't one of those draws where Floyd got beat. It's just that Floyd just didn't do enough early. He lost four of the first six rounds, and when you lose four of the first six rounds, and all a guy has to do is win two more rounds down the stretch of eight rounds to get a draw, three rounds to get a win, I thought Medina did enough to get a draw. But that doesn't make me want to see these guys do it again. I do not want to see them dance again. I don't. And that's what it was. It was a bit of a dance. I mean, Medina's trying to stalk. Mayweather's trying to box. It's like a pornographic movie without a money shot. I mean, without an ending, without a climactic ending. Mayweather's fights are always that way. I don't have to see Floyd Mayweather fight. I don't. I thought about that. The last time he did fight, I was sitting there watching him watch Medina. And I said, you know, why is it a special event when this guy boxes? Because he's like 45-0 at the time and now 46-0? I don't know. I think a lot of this Mayweather stuff is just plain old hype. I think it's just plain old hype and the fact that nobody else is marketing themselves well. Nobody else has been able to shed promotional ties and do it all by themselves, as has Mayweather. So more power to him on the business end of things. But as far as the legacy end of things is concerned, I just don't think he's going to be regarded as a pound-for-pound guy up there with Leonard and Hearns and Duran. And if he is, he'll be vastly overrated. So September 13th, 46-0 Mayweather taking on the 34-4 Medina in their rematch of a fight just, of course, that took place in May. Same place, same arena, same ring, MGM Grand Garden Arena, Las Vegas, Nevada. So Mayweather's out of the way. Last week, pretty good fight. Yeah, Showtime. Showtime did a pretty good card last week. I'm talking about Saul Alvarez, 44-1 now. Pretty good fighter. I mean, you know, he's improved. People say to me, I used to say he was green as guacamole, and he was, and he still is to an extent. It'll never be a Cassius Clay per se, okay, but he's improving. I mean, I watched him fight Lara the other night, Arislandi Lara. Arislandi Lara is a tall, rangy, a left-hander, a Olympic gold medalist, okay, a world champion in his own right at 154 pounds. So these were like the two best guys at 154. Lara was coming off that win over Austin Trout. I mean, Lara was looking good. Lara was looking like he was going to be the guy to win this fight. Well, it didn't turn out that way. Saul Alvarez, although Lara opened up well, Saul Alvarez came back. He worked the body. He would not be frustrated. He would not be dissuaded. Listen, there was nothing stopping this kid. And you got to give him props for this. You really do, because he's been dogged. They say, you know, his opponents have been handpicked. Well, this wasn't a handpicked opponent. This was the best guy at 154 that he could have fought. So he fought him. He beat him handily. More power to him now. 44-1. Of course, I think 31 KOs and, of course, a draw. And then you've got Arislandi Lara, 19-2-2. Arislandi Lara's got nothing to be ashamed of, but he just didn't win. And when you fight the upper echelon of boxing, the best guys, you can't go four or five rounds or four rounds and look good. You've got to do something down the stretch. And Lara did nothing down the stretch. Saul Alvarez, Canelo did his thing down the stretch. More power to Canelo, folks, because he deserves his props. Now, as I said, 44-1, the only loss to Floyd Mayweather. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, that was the Mayweather card last week. Ruslan Provodnikov. Remember him? Yeah, that was the guy that Chris Algieri beat. Of course, he doesn't know what he's going to do with his career right now. I mean, he's sort of up in the air. And Provodnikov, a face-first fighter, if there ever was one. And, you know, I have to say that I was guilty of overrating him. No doubt about it. I mean, I was holding him in lofty regards. I really was. Putting him saying he was one of the better fighters. And why? Because he lost to Tim Bradley? I mean, that was his claim to fame. That was his claim to fame, losing to Tim Bradley. So I can't give him all those props for that. But right now, after losing to Algieri, yeah, Algieri busted him up pretty good. He looked like he'd been through a meat grinder. Some people thought Provodnikov did enough to win and that he was robbed. That be the story. Algieri's going to take on Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao, 54-5 now. He was there 55-5, of course, coming off the win over Brandon Rios. And, of course, when he beat Juan Manuel Marquez beating Mike Alvarado, you thought that would set up the Manny Pacquiao Juan Manuel Marquez like the ninth bout between those guys, but it didn't for some reason. And I thought this was the ideal time because, you know, if Manny Pacquiao does get outboxed by this young kid, and I'm not saying he will, but there's a possibility he could. If he were to get outboxed or out hustled by this little young kid, I mean, that would end all the big pay-per-views for him. That would end all the big paydays. I mean, the Mayweather fight, nobody would even be mumbling that anymore. Marquez, another fight, they wouldn't want that. I mean, Manny Pacquiao would be time for him to go back and just do his congressman thing in the Philippines. Because that's where he's at. He's in the world of politics. I mean, look at him. He looks like a retired Filipino bus driver, like a guy collecting his pension. His face looks a little pudgy. His neck and his body are in shape, but his face looks a little pudgy. That, to me, is age. The man's going to be 36 years old. More power to him. He's won world titles 112, 122, 126, 130, 135, 140, 147. I think they even gave him one at 154 and called the fight at 152. So he's done his thing. He's made his historical mark, albeit with an asterisk, because, you know, when people mention Manny Pacquiao and his rapid ascent through the boxing world when he was, like, knocking everybody dead, De La Hoya and Cotto and all these big, Margarito and all these bigger guys, they were saying, you know, whispering behind the scenes, he must be taking something. He must be on
performance-enhancing drugs.
Well, if that's the case, we'll never know, okay, because he's not copping to it, and I don't think he's game for all this this random drug testing still. Of course, he and Mayweather, they could have made the fight if he would have wanted to do the random drug testing thing. He didn't want to do it. Then at one point in time, another fight came. Offer came from Mayweather. He says, I'll give you $40 million, and he said no, and Manny just hung up the phone. Instead of negotiating, instead of working out a deal, he just hung up the phone, okay, which tells me that either Manny doesn't want to fight Floyd Mayweather or that his promoter, Bob Arum, wants nothing to do with Mayweather because Mayweather just despises him and would do everything but spit on the dice that Arum is on. Okay, that's how bad the bad blood is there. And Mayweather's not the most mature guy in the world, so he might do something like that. Okay, but Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao, forget it. Juan Manuel Marquez, Manny Pacquiao. Now we got to wait for Chris Algieri to try to do his thing with Manny Pacquiao. And if he's successful, Manny Pacquiao is done. Stick a fork in him. He's toast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you listen to Ring Talk Live worldwide, you can download the iHeartRadio app. iHeartRadio.com/talk. Enter Ring Talk, and you can get all the info on the show. The show will be updated automatically. You'll hear it live. I mean, we've got it going on. Check it out. iHeartRadio.com/talk. And then enter Ring Talk, and you got it going on. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Fill with tenderness. I want all I can get of your sexiness.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Tell me, Rocky, you got any representation? You have a manager?
No, just me.
Rocky, I've got a proposition I'd like to make to you.
A sparring?
Beg your pardon?
Well, I know you're looking for sparring partners, and I just want to say I'm very available, you know. Sparring with the champ would be an honor, and you know what, Mr. Jerkins?
What?
I wouldn't take no cheap shots either. I'd really be a good sparring partner, you know.
You don't understand me, Rocky. My proposition's this. Would you be interested in fighting Apollo Creed for the World Heavyweight Championship?
No.
Listen, Rocky. Apollo's seen your fight. He wants to fight you.
Well, it's just that you see, I fight in clubs, you know, and I'm really a ham and egg. This guy, he's the best, and it wouldn't be such a good fight, but thank you very much, you know. I appreciate it. You know.
Rocky? You believe that America is the land of opportunity?
Yeah.
Apollo Creed does. And he's going to prove it to the whole world by giving an unknown a shot at the title. And that unknown is you. He picked you, Rocky. Rocky, it's the chance of a lifetime. You can't pass it by.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
The Stroke is alive. Tower of Power on tour with Journey and, of course, Steve Miller. Steve Miller, quite in character, folks, but Journey, Steve Miller, Tower of Power, doing a thing across the country. Of course, towerofpower.com for the latest tour information and a couple of articles by yours truly. Now, across the pond. When I say across the pond, I mean the Pacific Ocean, way, way, way east. If you're looking from San Francisco, you can see, like Sarah Palin, can see Russia from her backyard. I can see Beijing from this point in the area, right? Anyway, bottom line is Macau had boxing. HBO2, of course, over there for Guillermo Rigano, the world 122-pound champion, taking on some hobo. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But Brian Valori was on the card, and it's a bit of a comeback for the Hawaiian Punch, of course, a 2004 Olympian. That's right, 2004, represented the United States at 112 pounds. Been around a long time, 10 years a pro now. You know, and is he still got it? Well, he fought a guy that was, you know, a bit mediocre. He came in at 11-5, so you knew he wasn't putting up all that much of a charge or a challenge. Anyway, Jose Zuniga got stopped with a left hook to the body. Pretty nice shot, 142 of the fifth round. Valoria keeps on the roll at 112 pounds, so he looks to try to do it again, but I don't know. He's so long in the tooth, and guys at 112 pounds, 108 pounds, as I said, Manny Pacquiao is the exception to the rule. But for the most part, these guys all burn out at about, you know, 28, 29 years old. They're done. Is this the lighter weight fighters, 112, 118 pounds? That's just the way history's proved it, okay? But Manny Pacquiao was the exception to the rule. Brian Valoria is not the exception to the rule in my mind. Now, Guillermo Rigano, 14-0 now, 9 whacks. Hey, the guy is not to be denied. The world 122-pound champion, of course, the Cuban exile, the man that defected from the communist country, not once, but twice. Couldn't do it right the first time. Defected the first time. I think he was in Brazil, and he was staying in, like, some hotel. He decided to defect, and he ran up the hotel bill to, like, thousands of dollars and, you know, celebrations, and evidently some American money was going to come down and help him, and it never came. So the bottom line was, you know, the Brazilians got upset. They sent him back to Cuba. So he had to defect the second time. But Guillermo Rigano, now 14-0, he recognized 122-pound world champion after, of course, beating Nonito Donaire, who was the recognized champion for a long time. But now 14-0, 9 wax, Olympic gold medalist, world amateur champion. What can I say? The real deal. And he knocked out in one round a guy by the name of, get this, I got this name down, folks, Saad Luk Nong Yantoy. That's right. Luk Nong Yantoy lasted like a minute and, I don't know, 37 seconds, something like that. But he was on a 39-fight winning streak. To that I say, against whom? Me? Scott Cuddy? Kevin Perry? I mean, who was this guy? Larry Merchant? Who was this guy fighting if he was on a 37-bout winning streak? I mean, come on. Mark Nelson said, no. What happened was they butted heads early, an accidental headbutt. He got some time to recover.
And then Mark Nelson, the referee, after a combination, said, nah, that's about it. That's about it, because this guy didn't look like he was up to messing or dealing with or even competing on an even level with the world 122-pound champion Guillermo Rigondeaux. Of course, as I said, 14-0. Saad Lok Nong Yantoy, like that, 63-3-1, 27 KOs. Tell me, I need to know who some of those 63 guys that he beat, because I don't think they really exist. Kareem Mayfield, the San Francisco hard hitter, a favorite of this show, of course, because he's native, he's local, and he dropped his second fight in a row, losing to Emmanuel Taylor in Huntington, New York, last night, Friday night, 18-2 now, 12 KOs is Taylor. And, you know, the hard hitter is now 18-2 with a draw and 11 KOs. I mean, scores are 95-94, 95-94, and 97-92. The two 95-94 scores are indicative of maybe Kareem Mayfield got ripped off. But, you know, when you're the undercard, when you're the opponent and you're being brought in to fight the local guy, you've got to do more than just beat him. You've got to, like, beat him almost, like, twice. You've got to beat him almost to death. It's just the way it is. Even in the amateurs, when you went into the other guy's hometowns and fought him, you had to beat him up. I mean, severely beat him up. And then sometimes they still got the call. Yeah, you got disqualified, some crazy stuff like that. But Mayfield not looking too good these days. And speaking of San Francisco, Mauricio Gesta headlined at the SF Longshoremen's Hall. That's down on Fisherman's Wharf, a place that I did some matchmaking, some promoting at in the back in the 1990s. Gesta now 28-1-1 with 16 KOs. He fought for the lightweight championship at one point, I believe, against Miguel Vasquez and got witch-slapped for like 7 or 8 rounds before being stopped. Anyway, no surprise here. He beats Luis Arceus, who came in at 28-12. Any surprise he left at 28-13? I mean, it was a beatdown. It was a typical beatdown. And I don't want to name names, but the man that put this card together is absolutely perfect at doing this. He knows exactly what he's doing. He gets his guys in there with tough guys, so he gets some work. Gesta got 7, almost 8 rounds of work. And, of course, the fight was stopped between the 7th and 8th round. But he gets 7 rounds of work. That's good for him because, you know, he is an improving fighter, or at least trying to improve. I don't know if he's got the skills to make it to the upper echelon of professional boxing at 135 pounds, not after the fight with Vasquez. Just don't see it. And then, of course, I watched him fight all these different fights here in the Bay Area because he's fought at the Longshoremen's Hall before, and he's fought, I believe, in Redwood City. And, of course, the Vasquez fight showed that he's just very one-dimensional, and he has no footwork, and he really isn't that good, and he drops his hands, and we can go on and on, but he's got all kinds of flaws. But even if he were to shore up these flaws, would it be enough to capture him or garner him a world title, 135? That's going to be a big question that Don Chargan and the team that guide him are going to have to answer real soon. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. We are 1 week away, of course, from Tyson Fury and Derek Chisora, the rematch. I believe it'll be on Box Nation, either that or Sky Sports out of Europe. And, of course, you can check that out on the Internet, watch those fights live on a streaming video. And that's going to be a good fight. Bad news, bad blood between the two. Of course, Fury, he's like 6'8", 260 pounds when he's in shape, 280 pounds when he isn't in shape, something like that. What is a big lummox, okay? He is. He's just a big lummox. If he was my height and had those kind of skills, he couldn't fight a lick, okay? But he's got the height. And he's got the body mass. And he can box a little bit. Okay. And, you know, he can punch a little bit. I mean, when you're that big, you should be able to punch. At 6'7", I think if I was 6'7" and I had the skills that I have at 140, I'd be knocking people dead until I was 65. Then I think about retirement. I just couldn't imagine having all this height advantage that these guys have and them just not killing guys. I just don't understand it. But therein lies the lack of coordination. In other words, they may be tall, but they don't have the coordination to put together combinations, work their feet, get in position, et cetera, et cetera. And then, of course, it comes to taking a punch. People like David Price, Tyson Fury's counterpart over there in the UK, he's been, what, knocked out twice? Yeah, I mean, he's got a bad chin. Got a bad head, he's been knocked down once. And Tyson Fury's been knocked down once. So, you know, what does that say? Of course, Tyson Fury and Derek Chisora, a big rematch. And why it's a rematch is because there's nobody for those two guys to fight. David Haye's on the shelf. David Haye, of course, a heavyweight from the UK, a former cruiserweight champion, a former WBA heavyweight title holder before dropping that to one of the Klitschkos. He's on the mend from some shoulder surgery. It's a question mark as to whether he'll ever come back. But these guys are the two big heavyweights in the UK. And the UK is doing boxing, folks. If you've got Box Nation, if you can get hold of a subscription to Box Nation, that cable network and internet service in the UK, you can watch all kinds of fights live. They've got fights on hours like you wouldn't believe. And it's just Box Nation and Sky Sports. That's where boxing's at right now as far as the internet. And if you're stuck in a place where you can't get pay-per-views, you don't get a lot of live fights, guess what? The internet is your answer. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. Next up, we're talking UFC MMA next on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24-Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24-Hour, Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention, active duty, National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 888-606-9650. That's 888-606-9650.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh.
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
What happened to the world? Yeah, my man, Rick Stevens. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Donald Cerrone. sort of stole the night on Fight Night. Of course, the other night, July the 16th, when he took out Jim Miller, not once but twice, a nice body shot the first time around sort of was called a low blow by the referee. So guess what? They had to do it again. And when they did it again, the bottom line was Donald Cerrone was the winner again. Of course, they stopped her in the first round. When you look at Cerrone and you look at the current lightweight division, I mean, let's be honest. You know, Jim Miller wasn't like the second coming of BJ Penn. Actually, BJ Penn should have been a featherweight all along, but they only had a lightweight class. So it was the lightest that they had in the UFC at the time, I believe, when he started out. So I guess he had to compete in the only weight class he had available. But, you know, Cerrone is a guy that's sort of like on the cusp. I mean, he can be something significant at 155 pounds, or he can just be like the next opponent. I mean, because if he's just the next opponent, the guy at 155 is the real deal. I mean, all the guys at 155, the uncrowned champion. I mean, Anthony Pettis is a champion, of course, the uncrowned champion, Gilbert Melendez. I mean, that 155, 155-pound weight class has just got it going on. But Cerrone defeats Miller with a head kick and punches, a KO, round two, 3 minutes and 31 seconds, of course. Also on the card, Edison Barboza. Good comeback for this guy. This guy seems to be on a bit of a roll there. He stuttered a little bit. He defeated Evan Dunham, who can fight a little bit. It was a liver kick and some punches, a TKO, round one, 3 minutes and 6 seconds to be exact. And the story about Rick Story, well, he won. He beat Leonardo Maltra with a submission, arm triangle choke, 2 minutes and 12 seconds of the second round. Of course, these guys are fighting the welterweights. The Barbosa and Cerrone bouts were both lightweight counts. Lightweights are 155 pounds, welterweights are 175 pounds. Another lightweight bout, Joe Proctor was the winner on Fox Sports 1, beating Justin Salas at TKO and punches. It was 2 minutes, take it back, 3 minutes and 27 seconds of the second round. Also winner was John Lineker. Lucas Martins was the winner. Gleason Tabao, good old Gleason Tabao coming back there. He was the winner. Leslie Smith was the winner, of course, in a women's bout. She beat Jessamyn Duke, a TKO and punches. The first round time was 2 minutes and 24 seconds. Of course, that was bantamweight. And bantamweights are 135 pounds, and bantamweights, as far as women are concerned, are all about Ronda Rousey. Now, this week, Ronda Rousey was in the news because Floyd Mayweather called her a boy, or said something stupid, said something disrespectful. Then he comes back, Mayweather comes back and says, no, I was just kidding. I really didn't mean it. You know, it was just some type of a Freudian slip. Yeah. Okay. Okay, Mr. Mayweather. But Mayweather being the buffoon that he is, and he is a buffoon. Okay, there's no question about it. I mean, he's made a lot of money, but as far as being a great fighter is concerned, I don't know. I think I'm going to leave that to the historians, and I don't think the historians are going to be kind to Floyd Mayweather seeing the guys that he's fought. But he talked about, they were talking this week about Ronda Rousey beating him up in an MMA match. She might beat him up in a boxing match. You never know. She's the real deal. She can fight, man. She can just fight. When you can fight like she can fight, you know, you can do a lot of things. Of course, UFC 176 was canceled. So next we've got Robbie Lawler is going to go July 26th from the SAP Center in San Jose, California. I'll get into that on the Sunday show right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That's right. I will be live for that next week. They call it the SAP Center. They used to call it the HP Pavilion. Before that, I call it the Shark Tank, the house, you know, the house that the San Jose Sharks, the National Hockey League, play in. But Robbie Lawler is going to headline that card. Ryan Bader's in a main event UFC Fight Night, August the 16th. Of course, August 23rd from Cotai Arena. I think that is the Venetian Room in Macau, China. August the 23rd, Michael Bisping, the Count, has been on the show in the past. Kung Lee, the Vietnamese icon from San Jose, California. The guy used to help sell out the aforementioned HP Pavilion, whatever they're calling it, SAP Center, whatever they want to call it now, but the San Jose Shark Tank. He used to sell it out. I mean, him and Gina Carano, they were a guaranteed sellout to put them on the same strike force card. I mean, he really got it going on. And I didn't know until I saw all the Vietnamese flags being waved in the audience one night. There had to be 5,000, 6,000. I'm kidding you not. 5,000 or 6,000 Vietnamese flags, being waved about. So he's got his people down there. Of course, he'll be fighting in China. He'll be taking on the Count, Michael Bisping. This is a crossroads fight for both guys. I mean, the winner moves on to bigger and better things at 185 pounds. The loser, I guess he sort of goes back to trying to rebuild his career. And, you know, you can only rebuild your career so many times. Bisping's been beaten up pretty good at times. Kung Lee hasn't gone undefeated either. So it'll be interesting to see how these guys hook it up. Of course, that is the UFC Fight Night 48 live from Macau, China, August 23rd. And, of course, all these fights on Fox Sports 1. And if you're miffed as to what Fox Sports 1 is, it's the former Speed Channel. And if you're miffed about that, I guess you don't have cable. And if you don't have cable, the best thing I say to you is you need to go to the Internet and watch some of these fights either on YouTube or some of these delayed sites or maybe find some live feeds from across the pond. But, you know, if you're a fight fan, be it boxing or MMA, and you're stuck in some place like, you know, someplace up in Montana where you've got, like, the Internet on a satellite or something like that, maybe you're doing – I mean, who knows how you're getting it. But you're stuck out in the middle of nowhere. There's no reason you shouldn't see the fights. Fights from the U.K., fights from Asia, fights from the Philippines. I mean, they're all up and available on the Internet. You've got to figure out a way to get up there and find them. Go to places like Yahoo International and enter things like live feed for this fight or live feed for that fight and see if you can get one. If you get a live feed, guess what? You're watching a live fight. You're sitting at home doing your thing, and, you know, it's not costing anything. T.J. Dillashaw, my man, the reigning world 135-pound champion. Of course, that is bantamweight again. Of course, doing his thing August the 30th, UFC 177. Guess who's coming back? Yeah, Renan Borrell. Same thing as Anderson Silva. He's done. Stick a fork in him. Listen, when you get beat, I understand getting beat. You lose a fight closely. You know, you say to yourself, I did the thing, a couple things, like, you know, I did wrong. But that wasn't the state case when they fought the first time. It just wasn't. I mean, UFC 173, it was a fifth-round TKO victory for Dillashaw. Of course, he owned Renan Borrell, who hadn't lost a fight since 2008. He owned him, the world featherweight champion, world bantamweight champion, 135 pounds. He owned him for every round. Everything after the referee's instructions was all about Dillashaw. Dillashaw's footwork, Dillashaw's recovery as far as his cardio work was concerned. He was able to throw, you know, volleys of punches and kicks and use his footwork to get in and out and still look strong. I mean, the kid was, like, incredible. He was just incredible, and he was a decisive underdog going into that fight. But guess what? They want to do it again. Renan Borrell, the Brazilian fighter, of course. There's only one Brazilian champion left in the UFC, and that's the 145-pound champion, Jose Aldo. Everybody else is American. But Borrell wants to take on Dillashaw once again. I think I would have probably preferred a rematch with after having a tune-up fight. I mean, fighting a guy that maybe isn't, you know, all that. Get a win back, get a fight under your belt, you know, learn to do some things again, because he was stunned early and then he got taken out in the fifth round. And I just don't think that when you get beaten down like that, and he got the snot kicked out of him, okay, for 4+ rounds, when you get the snot kicked out of you, it's just not easy to come back, either physically or psychologically, folks. And yeah, and psychologically plays a big part in the world of combat sports, be it boxing or MMA. If you can't come back psychologically, if you don't think you're going to win, there's a good chance you're not going to win. Okay? You've got to pump yourself up, even if you're going in against incredible odds, as did Dillashaw the first time. You've got to be able to do it and, you know, perform the upper echelon of your game. And guess what? Dillashaw did that. So they're going to do it again August the 13th. And T.J. Dillashaw, I believe, is going to stop Renan Borrell once again. It's basically he'll do it easier this time. I think if Borrell commits himself and goes for it, as he says he will, he'll get beaten up and he'll get stopped earlier. Dillashaw is a younger, stronger, faster fighter. Okay, younger, stronger, faster means a lot. Renan Borrell, basically a Brazilian jiu-jitsu type of guy. Okay, Dillashaw's got all the tools. He can box, he can wrestle, ground and pound, a little bit of jiu-jitsu. He got it all. That team Alpha Male up there in Sacramento, California, those guys that produced Uriah Faber, a winner last week as well. But, I mean, the former Royal Extreme Cage Fighting Champion, T.J. Dillashaw, I think there's other guys on that stable are just good fighters, man. They seem to have all the different games together, the boxing, the ground game, the wrestling. I mean, and you've got to be able to be multifaceted today because, as Art Davies said, the man that brought us the UFC on pay-per-view back in 1993, that UFC 1, of course, that he thought would never happen, UFC 1 from Denver, Colorado, and he said he admitted it. Hoyce Gracie, the hero of the early on of the UFC, he couldn't compete in today's UFC. I mean, Matt Hughes did break his arm, I believe, but, you know, he wouldn't give up. He just wouldn't give up. I think he got caught in an arm, or I wouldn't give it up, if my memory serves me correctly, okay? But the bottom line is Demetrius Johnson is also going to be on this Renan Barreiro, TJ Dillashaw card. Of course, the world flyweight champion, 125 pounds. He is a real deal, probably one of the better fighters, if not the best fighter, fundamentally, in the world of MMA. I mean, he's got skills. He's got flying kicks. He's got it all. He can box a little bit. He can punch a little bit. He can do his ground and pound. Demetrius Johnson, a world beater, the world champion, 135 pounds, 125 pounds. But the problem at 125 is there's nobody else really at 125. You got to have opponents like Ronda Rousey. You know, what they've done for Ronda now is they're trying to get Gina Carano back under contract. They signed Holly Holm, the undefeated MMA 135-pound fighter, former professional fighter, professional boxer, only lost one match. And I was a ring announcer for that fight in Albuquerque, New Mexico, many, many years ago. But she's only lost one professional boxing match, hasn't lost any fights in the world of the cage, MMA. She has signed with the UFC and Dana White at 135 pounds with the prospect being her being a future challenger for the world 135-pound champion, Ronda Rousey. Of course, Ronda Rousey took out Alexis Davis a fortnight ago in 16 seconds. I mean, grabbed her, did a little judo toss when she tossed her on the ground, punched her in the face about 10 times. It was over! Ronda's the real deal. So now they're going to try to sign Gina Carano, the former Showtime champion, the Strikeforce champion. Of course, she left for Hollywood. And I don't know how successful her Hollywood career is going to be, but I remember when I did a movie interview with her for one of her flicks, she said that she had never retired as a fighter. She considered herself a fighter until she announces that retirement. So she wants to hook it up and do it with Ronda. Good luck. If you thought Chris Cyborg Santos was a monster, Ronda Rousey is for the real deal. I mean, she is absolutely frightening. Frightening. I would never want to fight her. I watched her get the ferocity, the tenacity. It's just it's just not pretty. I mean, it's pretty if you're a fight fan, but if you're fighting her, forget it. She's not going to lose for a long, long time. Speaking of guys that are not supposed to lose for a long, long time, the world light heavyweight champion in action, UFC 178. That'll be, of course, in Las Vegas, Nevada, and that will be, I believe, at the MGM Grand. We'll talk about the Mandalay Bay possibility, but, you know, they own both arenas, and do the Mandalay Bay people. So if they can put them in the MGM Grand Arena, which holds more people, like 4,000 or 5,000 more people than the Mandalay Bay Event Center, it'd be a good night. But John Jones, the world light heavyweight champion, off that controversial win last year over Alex Gustafsson of Sweden, they're going to hook it up in the rematch, UFC 178, September 27th, Las Vegas, Nevada. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. This segment, Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, followed by a two-hour edition, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Without that truth.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, inches and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids, retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll-free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My baby, Darlene Love. August 11th, I think, is the date. Signalstern Grove, San Francisco. She'll be performing outdoors, a free concert. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Academy Award winner, Grammy Award winner, what can I say? My baby, Darlene Love, 2012, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, San Francisco, coming to a free concert, the Sigma Stern Grove. UFC Fight Night tonight, and folks, these fight nights, of course, are you can catch them on places like firstrowsports.eu. There's a tip for you. Go there, you can watch places like these preliminaries, and of course, these fights are on Fight Pass, but I'm looking at the firstrowsports.eu website, and they've got Colin McGregor, of course, Conor McGregor in the featherweight main event, 146 pounds, taking on Diego Brandao in the main event. Of course, that's only on Fight Pass, unless you've got a can go on the internet and find it somewhere else. Zach Cummings is take on Gunnar Nelson. Gunnar Nelson always brings it as all. Ian McCall's on the card. Brad Pickett's on the card. These fights would be on Fox Sports 1, but they're coming from Dublin, Ireland. So they started at 9:30 a.m. Pacific time. And when you have fights starting that early, I guess cable channels don't want to pick them up. So the UFC decided to put this on UFC Fight Pass, charge people like $8 or $9 a month, say $10 a month, and they get to watch the Fight Pass cards, and there'll be several of them on UFC Fight Nights because UFC taking their act all over the world. It's an international sport, the fastest-growing sport as we speak, and the UFC, like a billion-dollar entity. I remember talking about that with Art Davey, the man that founded the UFC. Of course, his book, Is This Legal? Check it out. Of course, you can also go to the ringtalk.com website, the iHeartRadio.com ringtalk slot, of course, and check out the interview with Art Davey. Don't forget, you can go to iHeartRadio.com, download the iHeartRadio app, and take ringtalk anywhere you want to go. Straight up, this is your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Our next edition, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. Until then, much respect.